Welcome to our podcast. Here's Melissa,
Laura,
and Rob.
Hello, welcome to today's podcast.
Hello, everyone.
Good day, fellow cacao aficionados.
You can be aficionado.
I am an aficionado, and you are, and Melissa is, and hopefully all of our listeners are too.
Yeah.
Of course. So ready, grab your cup of cacao.
I've got it.
So I really like to hold it in front of my heart. Close your eyes. Start connect with your breath. And be aware of this cup in front of your chest. And each breath, each inhale, imagine how you are taking in this energy of this cup. And each exhale, you connect your heart energy to the cup of cacao, creating this circle of love between you and this cup. Allow the connection to be made first with your breath. Take a couple of more breath. Inhaling the cacao, exhaling your own love energy to the cup. And then slowly you can move the cup under your nose so you start to smell it and connect this other way. And inhaling the cacao and exhaling your intention. I love my intention to be to please allow me to open my heart even more and expand my connection with all that is around. And help me connect me even more with all the other plant spirits. And release what doesn't serve me anymore. And whenever you're ready, you can start consuming your cup. Aho.
Aho.
So little...
It smells so delicious.
Little fun fact, my necklace entered in the cup when I moved the cup under my nose.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so now I will be permanently connected, making a union with my Rudraksha seed.
Your necklace along with this beautiful cacao are one.
Yeah, so I am like right now in integrating, when we talk about integration, right? Putting things together, create a union, the yoga. So I am integrating more and more what is my dedication to plants, spirits, to with the yoga and the coaching. So it really feels like it's a sign. My Rudraksha seed, which is like a seed from the Himalayan, and it's also called the Tears of Shiva. And it is to protect your aura and also helps you to expand your sadhana, so your spiritual practice, but which is yoga tradition. And now we enter my cacao cup, so creating this union between the yoga
and cacao
and plant spirits.
I love it.
Perfect.
Well, that sort of brings us into our topic today, which is all about dietas. You know, we had a ceremony this past weekend in Pensacola. It was absolutely beautiful. Mm-hmm. And one of the participants asked us to talk about dietas, that we thought it would be just a wonderful topic to talk about, In fact, Melissa, I know you're, you know, we're planning on taking a group of people to where you studied in Peru this summer, and where you actually started your first dietas.
Yes.
And so it's a wonderful sort of topic to give people some knowledge about what to expect in dietas, what is a dieta, all the things dieta. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, in fact, Rob was like, I don't know much about it. Well, this is perfect because that's what exactly this podcast is about, is so that we can, you know, share, you know, Melissa's knowledge about dietas and experience with dietas and all that kind of stuff and what we know. I mean, I know very little compared to what obviously Melissa knows, but, you know.
We can definitely ask.
We'll learn and ask lots of questions.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've picked up a lot of information along the way. Obviously, having done a plant dieta gives you all the knowledge of what they are. But, you know, it took me a while to figure out, you know, what they were even talking about. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I probably was in a dozen conversations before I actually really knew what it was. You know, it was a bit mysterious.
Yeah,
that's true. It's also, I think the confusion comes when we use the same word for ayahuasca, which is, we said, oh, you need to do your dieta, which just little correction, we call it, the pronunciation is dieta. And I know, like, from English, it's diet, so you add an A, so it sounds dieta. But it's pronounced in Spanish and also Italian, by the way, dieta.
And dieta, is that the diet you eat prior to plant medicine ceremonies, or is that connecting with your plants in a retreat?
So that's why I said the confusion comes when we use the same word doing a dieta before an ayahuasca ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
And that is not what we're talking about when we talk about plants dietas. What we do before ayahuasca ceremony, that's why, like, now I like to call it preparation diet, which makes more clear what it is. It's a preparation diet. You're just like using certain food to just clear your system, you know, just what you would do, like a detox diet, just to have a clean body, just to be more healthy and just go in general more healthy. But for ayahuasca, so going in ceremony to a body that is more healthy already.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is just a preparation. And it's really different and has nothing to do with a plant dieta, actually.
Right. But actually, they're kind of the same. I mean, if you think about it, I mean, you're actually dieting to prepare yourself to meet Mother Ayahuasca, where the other one, you're really just preparing yourself to meet the plant spirit.
Mm.
Right?
No, that's the difference. So the preparation diet you prepare to meet ayahuasca, and you can do a preparation diet before going into a plant dieta as well. You know, like you just prepare yourself.
One's food, but the other one's not food necessarily. It's, you're dieting the actual plant, but you're still preparing yourself with that plant.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's, I don't know. Anyway, whatever. I see it more like a spiritual preparation versus one you're actually like, it's a physical preparation.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway.
Let's go into...
We can have a follow-up on that point when you get back from your first.
So let's go into what is a plant dieta, will make it more clear.
Yeah.
So, Melissa, what is a plant dieta?
Uh-huh. Thank you for asking, Rob.
I knew you'd been waiting.
So plant dieta, master plant dieta, is a whole process in which you enter in communion with a plant, in which you make space in your system, in your body, for another energy, entity, spirit to come coexist in your own body with yourself.
Right.
And it was interesting. I was listening yesterday how someone asked Sadhguru about how some devotee get possessed by spirits in the temple, and he was explaining this process, the spiritual process. And it's interesting because it's how it's the same spiritual process with plants, of how as a devotee, but in this case you will call yourself a dietero, you're willing to use your own body as a temple to include other highest frequency, our other spirits that will come and live permanently in you. Mm-hmm. So in order to have this process happening, you do a dieta. And this dieta is done by opening it with an ayahuasca ceremony. And so your maestro, which is how they call shaman in Peru. Mm-hmm. And there's
Melissa, is that when you first arrive, is it like the first night, first day, when first day of dieta, you do the ayahuasca ceremony?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, you do. Sometimes you may do a purgative first and then the ayahuasca. That will be so that you clean whatever you needs to be clean. And then you do the ceremony. Sometimes you do the first ceremony and the following morning, the purgative. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so the first night is this open the dieta officially. And the maestro, like by singing Icarus, it just start connecting you with the spirit. Mm-hmm. And then it will give you an extract of the plant, depending what plant, it may be the roots, the leaves, the trunk, or the bark. And sometimes even the same plant, you may have the roots or you may have the leaves. Mm-hmm. So it depends. And then you start by drinking the extract twice a day, night and morning. Mm-hmm. And it's also like you do a whole little like process ceremony each time you drink an extract. So you sit, you connect, you know, you use mapacho, you bless it, you drink it. You use mapacho again to seal it in. And then you need to fast the first 48 hours, so the first 2 days. And then you can eat what is diet food. You can also fast for longer if you want, but it's a minimum of 2 days. Mm-hmm. You can fast for longer. And then throughout also the period of your dieta, you can decide to fast other days. You can decide to drink the extract again and fast again for 24 hours. Each time you drink your extract, it's 24 hours of fasting. Mm-hmm. And then you have diet food. The diet food are traditionally just plantain and fish. But with my maestro, he was able to negotiate a bigger variety. And that's also, by the way, that's another thing, with each plant, each dieta you start, you write a contract with them. You negotiate certain things that you would do, like you see with the plant. Like, for example, would be being silenced the whole time. Mm-hmm. Or it could be go visit the plant, or go visit the plant and sing, or other things. And sometimes there will be like some adding on while you're doing your dieta for specific reasons, right? Mm-hmm. The plants will tell you.
So Melissa, you mentioned plantains and fish. And mm-hmm. I noticed there's no like vexetables in that mixes. Yes. Do you purposely stay away from eating other plants, or is that just coincidence?
Mm-hmm. That is traditionally, but no. So as Master negotiated a bigger variety of food, so there is some vegetables, rice, mm-hmm. even chicken and fish. I've already said about fish. But what is the main rules are no salt, no oil, no sugar, like at all, zero. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So when he negotiates, you're talking about like he negotiates with all the plants, or is there a master, like a single plant that he negotiates with?
He did negotiate with all of them, but mainly with Noya Rao. So a step back, each tribe, you know, has their own tradition how to serve medicine, right? Mm-hmm. We have different tradition in Brazil, different tradition in Peru, Ecuador, Colombia. Pretty much all the traditions have the system of dieta.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Except like Colombian is different. They don't have this kind of dieta. They do consume plants and connect with plants, but not like take off a period of, in which you just are with a plant, for my understanding.
Uh-huh.
But like I know in Peru, Peru, of course, but Brazil, they do, and so on.
Mm.
And then, so each tradition is a little different, but this with the same principles of connecting with the plants.
Right.
And then within the same tradition, so in the case of my master, Shipibo, also you have different families that carries and work with different plant spirits. So I'm saying that because my master works with Noia Rao,
mm-hmm.
which is the main diet and is the container of all the other diets,
okay.
all the other plants. So that probably will be the main one to negotiate with.
Gotcha. Okay.
But other maestro may not use Noia Rao, which is also, for some, is a mythological tree. They some tribe don't think it even exists, but it definitely does.
Mm-hmm.
I said under the tree multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
And so some others may have the main one, maybe a completely different one.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
For my master is Noia Rao.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So Melissa, I've heard people talk about many different plants that they have been on dieta with. And it seems like there are a few that are extremely common, but there's a whole big variety, but there's,
mm-hmm.
you know, a group of them. Can you kind of run down what those different ones are?
Yeah. So I know mostly the one that my master uses, but I would say one that is very common is Mapacho. Mm-hmm. Like pretty much everyone uses Mapacho's grandfather Mapacho, and it is used in different ways, right? So there's some tribes that do the Mapacho dieta, so the same process, drinking Mapacho.
Mm-hmm.
Some, like in my maestro, it's just Mapacho is heavily used, but no dieta. In Brazil, they do like a rapé. Rapé is a secret snuff where there's Mapacho in it, and they do rapé dieta.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I might not like that.
Well, maybe you could just do it, you know, in the mouth, like some, you know.
Yeah, amble dieta would be, yeah, I do that.
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah, I kind of do that really anyways, thing, but, you know, I do a lot of amble. But, then, so Mapacho.
Mapacho is one. And another very common is Pobinsana.
Mm-hmm.
For sure, I heard it.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah, I heard it in multiple places, even in Brazil. I think in Colombia they have it, but a different name, which I don't remember. And Pobinsana, yes, probably must be the one that I know that it sounds the most common,
mm-hmm.
among the one that I know. And Pobinsana and it's also part of what my master offer, Pobinsana. And so it is this like shrub with pink flowers. And the flowers look similar to a tree here in the United States, mimosa tree.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But they're two different plants.
Right.
Right. But that's, if you know that tree, that's how Pobinsana looks like. Mm-hmm. The leaves are different, but the flowers are similar.
Mm-hmm.
It's pink, like lashes.
Like fluffy. It's really, really beautiful plant.
Mm-hmm. And Pobinsana is the spirits of love. And so the flowers are pink, but also her energy is pink.
Mm-hmm.
And I happen to diet Pobinsana. And she's also like very playful and girly and also called the mermaid.
Mm-hmm.
And so also gives you this beautiful mermaid voice. And and you can tell like my room is all pink because of Pobinsana.
Yes.
And then in my maestro also offer, so know your Rao, the tree of light. Mm-hmm.
Then why do they call it the tree of light?
Because it's this pure light, pure connection with God. Mm-hmm. All right. There are some plants that also carry some dark side. Okay. So, and when you diet them, you need to be careful. So, but in the Noya Rao system, and I don't really know those plants, so don't ask me, because they're not in Noya Rao system, because all the plants Noya Rao system needs to resonate with her frequency. Mm-hmm. And so she's pure connection with God, pure light. Even the tree is this huge tree, and the leaves are still like so full of light that when they fall on the ground, they are biofluorescent. And so you can see them.
Ooh. I know, lit that would be so cool night. To see that at night, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, can you imagine raking into a leaf pile and then jumping in them? That'd be fun.
That would be fun. Like I envision, like in the movie Avatar, and the what do they call it? The mother tree or home tree? Mm-hmm. Something, whatever that is. Mm. That's what I imagine.
Awa.
Awa. Is the spirit behind, like, that symbolizes,
well, that's
the
definitely
tree symbolizes that spirit,
it's a
right?
medicine movie, so maybe, you know, Noya Rao might have been an inspiration.
But I really feel like that. That's how I envision Noya Rao, like, being, like, this just this tree full of light, mm-hmm. and, you know, this spirit that's behind it. That's sort of, like, how I envisioned it. Mm-hmm. Is it like that for you? Like, do you... see that at all, or is it like, how do you, like,
I mean,
when you see Noya Rao, like, what is it?
I feel like to you? I just feel the light, a golden light. Mm-hmm. I just feel this strong light. Mm-hmm. Myself, and probably so when you do a diet, right, it's like you are planting that seed inside you. Okay, the plant connect with you. You talk with the plant. You allow the plant to enter your body, right? And it's this little seed. So then when you close the diet, you seal in, and then that continue to grow. Okay? Mm-hmm. And of course, that's why you keep protecting that seed and let it grow by... there are probably certain food. There is, at least there is one food that you cannot ever eat again, which is pork.
Right.
All the others you can, but so it's pork, and then also like some other, like in the case of Noya Rao, peyote. Mm-hmm. So just like allow the seed to grow, allow to become stronger and stronger in you, and I'm saying that so to answer your question, because. So the more the plants will grow in me, the more I will see different aspects of them.
Right.
So okay. It's still like a baby tree.
Yeah. Okay. It's so beautiful to think that, and, you know, to have that such a deep relationship with a plant, and to know that actually, truthfully, you can do that with any plant.
Yes.
You know, because I've heard of people... like dieting even something like rosemary or basil or, you know, like just something that's, but it, you know, like for us here in the States, you would want to truthfully diet the plants that are native to here, right? To really have that connection. Whereas like in Peru, those plants are native to Peru, right? Mm-hmm. So, yes. You know, that's why they started with those plants. Mm-hmm. But in essence, you can really diet any plant that is in your... area that you want to connect with. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yes, absolutely. Then again, as I was saying before, certain plants may carry some dark energy.
Right, so you have to be careful.
Just don't grab whatever. That's why, like...
not to mention some might be poisonous. Yes.
That's why, like, if someone's interested in this process, I really would suggest to do... proper going to the jungle and mm-hmm. do Adyeta there and understanding what is the process to connect with plants,
right?
Right, because it's all a process. And you understand, and the more you do, the more like you connect with your diet, even after the diet, the more you understand. So I definitely can tell how much more understanding I have now after doing the first time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Also, just even though, like I haven't been actually dieting for the whole year round, but like you do a diet, you close your diet, and as I said, the plants continue to grow in you, and that's also how you understand more and more with the process,
right?
Because it's still there. Then what else? Okay, so then this process concludes with a ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
That is called Arcana. And in the Arcana ceremony, so Maestro will sing Arcana, which is a specific Icaro, to seal in the diet. So it's sealed in, protected.
Mm-hmm.
Especially so this plant, there is still like a, that is in you, the spirit energy that will be after you leave in contact with like sex, menstruation and other things that plants are very sensitive and don't like, so they will be to be sealed and protected by all these things.
Plants don't like sex and menstruation? Jealous much?
What? Plants can be jealous, that's the thing. But, so...
That's interesting.
But that's why during the dieta, that's so very important, of course, no sex, but not only no sex, but also no fantasy, sex fantasy or food, and also dreams. You need to be careful about your dreams. So no sex dreams, no food dreams.
And I have problems with the food dreams. Actually, I'd be fine. But I can imagine if you're fasting, it would be really difficult, right?
I can't control my dreams, but...
But that's the thing. You will be able to see how you can. And
I don't really remember my dreams, so it actually probably wouldn't be a problem for me.
Mm-hmm. You will dream more during dietas. You will have more vivid dreams.
Yeah, like I think you might surprise yourself.
Yeah.
Chew your chalky might surprise me.
Yeah, so chiachaki is another plant, actually a tree that my master offer, and it is the trickster of the jungle, and it's also like it walks and communicates with all the other plants, and so knows all the plant remedies around the world. But it's a trickster and it's a shapeshifter, so and he has already a connection with Rob.
Yes.
So I hear. Embedded deep into my personality for a long, long, long time.
For sure. Well, you've been told you're a shapeshifter.
I have.
In ceremony, there's been people that have approached you and said, you know, that you're that way, right?
Many times.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been told I'm a trickster.
Well, you are a trickster. It's one of your favorite things.
Yeah, it's fun. anything to bring a smile.
And that, like, so the when we diet a plant, that's why the energy of the plant already comes before, right? Already, like, the plant chooses you.
Yeah, I think that's really neat. Can you explain that? Like, when you, like, for example, like, for your dietist, like, can you explain the feeling you got when you, when the plant picked you and how you felt?
So, it may come in different ways, right? It may be just a clear, someone coming in your dream or say, this is it, I'm going to be your next diet. Or it can be just like a feeling of being pulled.
Mm-hmm.
Like the first time before going to Peru, I was really hesitant, but I would just keep feeling like being pulled by Noia Rao, being pulled. Like, and then for my second plant, Marusa, which I want to do Bubinsana. So like for 10 days, I will keep asking, so who's my next plant? And I will have the answer, Marusa. I was like, okay, can I have a sign? And then we'll keep asking for another sign.
And another, please.
And all the signs were Marusa.
always. Like, I think I didn't really get that.
That's funny.
And because I was a little concerned because I heard that with Marusa it was going to be a very heavy emotional process. Mm-hmm. And so I just, I wanted a Bobinsana that was like this, just beautiful and loving. But that was a big lesson because, so Marusa called me and it was very different with me. So no matter what you hear, that generally is what is this plant for and how other people experienced, it's like an ayahuasca ceremony for you. Yes.
Yeah.
And for me, she was just very, a lot of discipline. There was nothing emotional. It was like discipline, a lot of lessons.
Yeah, we've heard that Mapacho dietas are very difficult and tough and a lot of suffering. And we have a friend who just got back and absolutely loved it. And she was only supposed to do it, you know, every couple of days. And she was like, give it to me every day. And she just had an absolutely beautiful experience.
Yeah, and maybe we'll have her come on and talk about her Mapacho dieta for those that of our listeners that are interested in that. But I think it was difficult. She did have difficult pieces to it, but the overall, I think, impression that she got from Pacho is beautiful. You know, she really did enjoy it, which is very different. I think what people might equate difficult to is like purging and maybe the emotional anguish. I don't know. But I think that it would vary from person to person.
It does. And I also think, again, like what we see when people come to ayahuasca and they have been doing already a lot of work on themselves, or maybe they're yogi or coaches or therapists, we know how for them it's less hard, if you want, because they are already, not only because they've already done the work, but because they know how to do it. And so they can collaborate more, right?
Yeah.
For example, when someone has a hard time, like, being vulnerable, how much harder it is when compared to someone that is used to, okay, I need to be vulnerable now to do this work and just go in. So there's already not that resistance is not there.
Right.
There's just an opening. So that would be much, much easier. And so the same with plant dietas. If you have done lot of work, like for me, my plants really were like the coaching psychosynthesis. I said we really like that, and it just I was just using it to do the work with them, and it was just like a big collaboration. It was so useful. And then Marusa in particular was like, now you need to ask to do again like your daily, your Shambhavi Mahamudra practice, which is a practice that I've been initiated by Sadhguru. And I did stop it for a couple of months because I had like a pain in my shoulder. There is a movement, Rock the Baby. So I stopped that for a couple of months. And Marusa was like, no, you start that again every day. And then she was like, and then you walk. And like, again, but I'm already like very disciplined to my work. So it was just like, doing a little bit more. And I'm saying that, for example, another plant, Chirik Sanango, who's also known to be very like strict. Also, all the plants also have a fun side. They can be funny. So Chirik's funny, but is also very strict. And asked for discipline. And so I already start connecting a little bit with him, and probably I will probably diet him sometimes. I don't know when, but I know that he likes me already because I'm very disciplined. So I imagine how with me, I mean, also like Marusa, they don't need to be too strict with me because I'm stricter than they would do with me.
Yeah, they probably have to tell you to, hey, have more fun.
Yes.
Just give yourself a break.
Exactly. Oh, and then the last Bobinsana, when Bobinsana came, so it was really, at first it was little signs. I started seeing mermaids a lot. And also like my phone, when I bought this mermaid, you know, so it was like all these little things. And then I did a solo ceremony, and just the pink, the energy came in and strongly. And she said, well, sing this song, sing this ikro, and I'm going to be your next dieta. Mm-hmm. So in that case, it was really like came in, the energy was already there and talked to me. So I would say that my experience is that the first dieta was just a feeling of pulling. The second, the sign was more like open, like, yeah, it's going to be Marusa. The third one, the energy was already there and absolutely like daily clear, so clear that Bobinsana was already there and I was already starting before going. Mm-hmm. So I feel that the more you do and understand the connection, the more the more clear will be the sign. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Is chuchuwasi a plant that people do dieta with?
Yes, also. It's not offered by my maestro, but chuchuwasi is a plant that people do dieta with. And it's also a plant. So all these, except noyabrau, but all the other, these other plants that people do dieta with are also used as remedies. Mm-hmm. Okay. So chuchuwasi is also used like for stamina. Then other things. Chirik Sanango is used to heal your nervous system. Bobinsana also has properties. We'll have to read it again, but also, so they're also used as medicine. So generally, at least in Shipibo tradition, when these plants are used as medicine, the extra will be put in alcohol or aguardiente. While when you do the extract for a dieta, not only it's a whole process, but that needs to be open and closed during the ayahuasca ceremony, but also the extract is in water.
Hmm. So Melissa, you know, so you get there, you do your prep work, mm-hmm. you do your dieta in order to prepare for your dieta, mm-hmm. and then you do your ayahuasca ceremony and you start with your plants. And how long are these dietas? Are they a week, 10 days? You know, you do a bunch of ayahuasca ceremonies in between? What does it look like for the duration, and what are you doing the whole time? Mm-hmm.
So I would explain what we do with my maestro and that what we're offering for end of May to June. So we're going May 28th, coming back on June 11th. Mm-hmm. So it's a 12-day dietas, and dietas at least needs to be 10 days, like minimum.
Okay.
Right? Then it can go, for one plant. Years. Yes. When you start one plant, just one plant, at least 10 days.
Okay.
Better 2 weeks. Well, it depends also. If you go there to train to become like apprentice and then serve medicine, you want to stay a little longer. But if you're doing that for your own personal growth and spiritual growth, 10 days perfect. Mm-hmm. And it's really like you have this next level of connection and work with plants. And also your ceremonies, ayahuasca ceremony will be very different because you will have this plant just alive with you mm-hmm. the whole time. So we'll go there. So it will be 12 days. And each week you have 3 ayahuasca ceremonies, mm-hmm. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Now, I know that's what they're offering in the June trip that you'll be taking people to in June. Mm-hmm. But typically, is it still 3 ceremonies per week? When you went for your initiation and all that, it was still 3 ceremonies.
3 ceremonies per week. Mm-hmm. So pretty much every other day and then the weekend off, if you want.
Okay.
And then also you're going to do some other like plant remedies. Definitely what is called vapor bath, which is one of the main tool used in Shipibo. So vapor bath, as the name says, is a vapor and bath, which means there's a big pot of boiled water with plants in it. So you go in and then they cover you like with a tent and you stay for 5 to 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. And these plants like are plants that are healing. Mm-hmm. And you stay there and it heals, it cleans your energy, but also clean your body. So there are some generic plants for, let's say, generic healing. And then there's other for specific cues. So my maestro, if someone is autistic or has cancer, then we use those. So it may happen that someone, to heal them, right? They may not need or may not can or may not be able to do ayahuasca ceremony, but in ayahuasca is one of the plants they have, but they also have all these other ways. It's like you imagine it's going, you go to a hospital. So like for autism, like there's this funny thing in the vapor bath, they put newspapers also, or like a DVD of, I forgot the name, you know, those kung fu from the 80s.
Yeah. And it's called Kung Fu. I love it.
And it's like the idea is because there is some energy that is in the person. It's just to confuse this energy, giving this is like, what the heck is happening in this body with all this craziness, DVD, whatever. And so it goes away.
It's an interesting thing.
So is a good example of the vapor bath, didn't Zac Efron do something like that on the Netflix special?
He did.
Yeah, what was the name of the Netflix special?
Down to Earth.
Down to Earth.
Okay.
Yeah, he did do a vapor bath. That was interesting to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So if you're interested, you know, you can go pull that up on Netflix and actually see what that process looks like.
Yeah, and vapor bath, it just... so
in
good.
Fact, they,
I love it.
They went to the same place that Melissa did, but not to the same location. If I understood it. So it was the Ayahuasca Foundation, but not the actual location that you'll be taking people to.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. They have two locations.
So Ayahuasca Foundation collaborate with my maestro, Maestro Don Enrique, and for the initiation course, and send people to his camp, which is called Ingankena. It also has Arcana in the same location. And then they have this other Riospo with my maestro's brother. And that they own that. Ayahuasca Foundation own this Riospo, and that's for people that want to stay just a shorter time.
Oh, okay.
And so in my case, we'll go like... I connected with my maestro and we'll go to Ingankena. So where my maestro is. With the other like students and dieteros. So it will be beautiful because you also have around people that are very, not only maestro and the Shipibo tribe, but you also have all the other dieteros that are very knowledgeable. So I will be there to translate and support and help as much as I can. And whenever we have questions, we'll ask maestro. And plus we'll have also these other dieteros around to learn from, so it's gonna be beautiful.
Yeah, it will be beautiful. Very exciting.
Yeah.
Cool. So then, after the at like the 10 days, you know, or in this case, the 12 days for the June retreat. But after you diet the plant for those 10 days, then they close the serum, or the, you know, you said they close it in the Arcana, they close they seal the plant within you, like through a ceremony.
Yes.
Then what happens?
Then you have a post diet period, in which still you're going to introduce slowly other food. And the first time you introduce other food is, so after the Arcana ceremony, you have what you call, you break your diet. And you break your diet with like either a shot of aguardiente, alcohol, or like with onion and chili. And so you eat a little bit of that, and that's, you break your diet.
Neither sounds good to me.
I'll take the shot, even though I don't like alcohol. Yeah,
I would totally do the onion and chili.
That's balance right there.
Yeah,
I tried both.
Yeah, which did you prefer?
Well, at first I was like, Rob, but said, give me the alcohol.
at first.
But then I tried the chili and onion. It's like, oh, it's not that bad. I'd rather do chili and onion.
Yeah.
Do you have a choice of alcohol? Like, can I select?
Champagne?
I'm figuring it's something a little bit stronger, but, do I vodka, rum? Mm-hmm.
It's too strong. Agua ardiente, it's called.
Okay.
And it's
it's a specific alcohol.
So the strong... how you call it?
It's like grain alcohol.
Yeah. Do you know what it's made from or what it's distilled out of? No.
Okay. It's probably like 100 proof or something.
No, it's like 40, like that. It's funny because like I would say, oh, it's like grappa, and it's like, and what is grappa?
I've had it before.
Okay, so
Italian
it's,
liquor.
It's like grappa.
Yeah. Which, when I was drinking alcohol, that stuff was pretty tasty, if I recall.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you go with aguardiente.
But I can imagine after, dieting your plant for 10, 12 days and fasting some of those days and, the last day you do like this shot of alcohol, you probably get drunk pretty fast.
Yes. For sure.
You're like, oh, I'm feeling pretty good. A little loopy.
And then you can start your first meal with like fruits. Mm. Oh, because you cannot eat fruits during.
Right.
So it will be like fruits.
Yum.
And then maybe peanut butter or something. And then slowly like adding a little bit of salt, but slowly. Mm. Because of one, the diet still needs to... that transaction, but also your own body actually. So yeah. It's both. So if you immediately jump into back to normal food, you would just feel sick. So
yeah, I would imagine.
Even like also my experience, the more I do dietas, the more I'm more sensitive post dieta. And after my Bobinsana dieta, which is the last one I did, I ate watermelon, but probably a little bit too many.
Too many watermelons?
I mean, pieces of watermelon.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, chunks.
I see you. We're going through 4 or 5 watermelons.
No.
Fasting that long, but I can understand.
Yeah. But it was just a smaller quantity than I would normally eat. But still, like, I woke up that night, and, like, it was lots of pain between 2 to 3 a.m., and then purged the whole... watermelon.
Wow. Watermelon purge? That's terrible.
I know.
Yeah.
Like my friend Nadia there, oh, there's nothing better than a purge at 2 a.m. Yeah. Yeah, she was like, are you okay? I said, now, yes, now that I purge, much better. So you just want to be cautious, yeah. But it's good. Like I have my favorite food to go after I go back to Iquitos after dietas, and there's also restaurants in Iquitos that have diet-friendly food.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, and they're delicious, so that's pretty good.
Oh, nice.
Just go slowly, and normally the post-dieta will be 4 to 5 days for a 12-day dieta, so it's pretty nice. Easy.
Wow, very cool. So can you give details on the June dieta retreat that you're organizing?
Yeah, so we're going to go, so you will need to fly to Iquitos, and then there I will organize a taxi from the airport, and we'll stay one first night in Iquitos, so mm-hmm. everybody will give everyone time to arrive in Iquitos,
mm-hmm.
and then the following day we'll go with a small bus to Inca Kena, which is like 1 hour 40 minutes away in the jungle.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, go to the camp. And it's in the jungle, but do not imagine that you are just in the middle of just trees and whatever. It's a comfortable jungle. Like you have your own cabin, your own it's called tambo, your own room, your own bathroom. Water, like regular bathroom. It's a regular bathroom. You have water that comes in.
Mm-hmm.
The water is from the collected rainwater. So it's a little bit muddy, but you have water.
Yeah.
so So you have all the comfort, and then the Shipibo tribe are there. There's no like, the first time I had to go there, I was afraid of jaguar. There's no jaguar. There's no, you will see hummingbirds and beautiful butterflies.
Great. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. And then the Shipibo ladies, like, they will clean your clothes, so you don't have to worry about that.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. really nice.
And you don't have to worry about anything. Just mm-hmm. can just focus in
relaxing. And they provide relaxing. Food there at
yeah.
the camp.
Mm-hmm. 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 Just relax and water. Just relax and focus on your diet. Mm-hmm. And then the last day, we all go back to Iquitos, and another night in Iquitos is included.
Okay.
And that's it.
All right.
And then fun. If anyone wants to stay longer, they can stay longer, or like I will fly back there for me.
How far from Iquitos is like Machu Picchu or anything else to do that others would want to? I think Sacsayhuaman mm-hmm. is kind of near there as far as, you know, some ancient culture that you can see.
Yeah. It's a couple of hours by mm-hmm. flight away.
Oh, so you would have to fly somewhere. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have to fly. So, but you can, in Iquitos, you can, this, there is like a butterfly museum. But also, you can do an excursion like in the river and see other tribes.
So, do you would fly to Cuzco?
No, you fly to Iquitos.
You fly to Iquitos.
You really look for Iquitos.
No, I mean, as far as if you were going to go to Machu Picchu,
yes.
would that be Cuzco?
I think Cuzco pizza. I will have to check.
I think
because,
it's Cuzco.
And you fly through Cuzco to get to Iquitos. So if you wanted to do some sightseeing and other stuff.
If you want to add from Iquitos to Cuzco, probably, but I never checked. But I think you can totally do that.
But to get to Iquitos is, I think
it's a direct flight.
It's a direct flight to Iquitos, right?
To Iquitos, it's Lima.
Oh, Lima
and then Iquitos.
First, then
Iquitos.
Gotcha. Okay, that's what it is. Yeah.
But you can check. So the Peruvian airline is LATAM.
Mm-hmm.
And so you go in LATAM and they already show you with the connected flight. Mm-hmm.
Nice. So the only thing that people would have to pay for would be obviously their flight and meals in Iquitos.
Yes, flight, meals in Iquitos, of course, souvenirs, anything
right.
they want to buy for themselves.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. And then if they're going to be staying afterwards, obviously they would have to plan that themselves.
Yeah. And... Yeah, and then I can help, like, if, I guess would be the best, stay in the same hotel a couple of days more. Yeah.
Cool. Very cool. So I know we have that on our website, atmantemple.com, for people who are interested.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are, go ahead and go to our website, click on that. And if you want have any questions or want any other answers or whatever regarding this beautiful retreat that Melissa will be hosting. Please go to our website and let us know. Contact us.
Yeah, and that is www.atmantemple.com.
Thank you, Rob.
Yes.
You're welcome. You're funny.
Well, you said it just so like...
professional.
Yeah.
I wanted people to know what it was.
A professional radio speaker.
Should I said .com?
I think the plants would be very happy that you were very precise.
For sure.
You know, I don't know if anyone else caught this, but I think it's worth saying that, you know, with Melissa's, you know, strict regimen, you know, Noya Rao telling you to lighten up is kind of interesting.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
I didn't understand.
Noya Rao is the tree of light.
But she doesn't tell her to lighten up.
Yeah, she's got to, you know, not be so serious, you know. Take lighten up, get it light, the tree of light.
Okay, we're a little slow this morning.
Well, maybe somebody out there got it. No one got it anymore.
Thank you, everyone.
Womack closes the podcast.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. Reach out to us if you have any questions.
We love you all very much. Thank you to everyone who participated in our retreat last weekend at Mandala House. It was so wonderful meeting all of you. We're sending all of our love.
Mm-hmm.
And can't wait to see you all again.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Love you all.
Cacao, you later.